Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Streeple's clutching his pearls right now, Jack.
I'm not clutching my pearls.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Louisville football.
Okay.
Could be college football playoff ready now.
And James Strebel.
Is that a parody article? Whoa. What?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He was an FCS guy, but he's got some Carly Jones vibes to him, man. Like,
I'm outplaying my
cover. Yeah, where I was like, that might translate. I liked it. I thought it was a good pickup.
Yeah, again, my wide receiver room, they've earned my trust.
I agree.
All right, 5 o'clock hour. Let's go. One more hour to go. We'll get you into the weekend, going up until 6 o'clock. Reminder, in a half an hour, we got the mixtape coming your way. Should be a good one. We may even break early, Jack. Do I need to break like 5:20? Because I have no problem doing that.
Yeah, the earlier the better this week.
Oh, wow. Fun. I like hearing that.
Yeah, that's a lot
good.
This week.
437-9680. Let's take a break. Mixtape coming up next. There you go. Kentucky, Strebel is nervous, obviously, about the big weekend.
Yeah.
It is time that Kentucky basketball, I said earlier that, you know, they haven't had to beat anybody yet, and they've got all the way into top 10 in the KenPom, top 15 in the net, top 25 team, pretty much, top 15 team, been hovering around top 10. Yeah. They have maximized not having to do anything until mid-January. They know who they are. Calipari knows the rotation he puts in that stinks and can give up a 10-0 run in, a minute and a half.
Right.
We know what Kentucky is. If Shaedon Sharpe comes back, fine. But it begins, and Kentucky needs to get going. They have 8, maybe 9 opportunities in the quad 1, 4 opportunities quad 2, and it is go time. Tennessee, a quad 1, at A&M, at Auburn, both quad 1s, at Kansas, at Alabama, coming up 2 matchups with Florida, Mississippi State in there, Alabama again. It is go time, and in the next few games, the next couple weeks, whatever time parameter we put on it, it is go time. Time for Kentucky basketball, and we shall see what happens there. Louisville fans obviously trying to figure out what they feel this season. What are you looking at right now?
I want to look at. I'm looking.
Strebel's been battling the text line, by the way.
No, I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking.
What are you looking at over
Kentucky,
there? You're smiling.
Tennessee stuff. That's it. No. That's it.
Texas says mid-rig.
Like mid-o.
Texas says Ents is sensitive about blue chews.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Why is it?
I don't know. Well, here's the other thing. And tell me if you guys care about this, okay, what I'm going to ask you. So we've talked about all those things. I'm just setting it up. We talked about that. Jim Phillips and the ACC, they don't want to expand the college football playoff. The SEC doesn't want to do it. It's bad for Kentucky and Louisville, but it's good for Alabama and Clemson potentially, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Sullivan 15 minutes ago, and it is rare around here that we react to a column.
Okay.
I shouldn't say react. I mean, make it a show.
Right. Like,
okay?
Dive
I don't do that.
It.
I come up with my own stuff.
Sure, exactly.
Much of the time. And then sometimes there's a subject of the day. Yesterday was one of those days where you can make it a little bit different, but everyone's saying it's an echo chamber, much of the same things. Tim Sullivan, 20 minutes ago, put out a column that a negotiated settlement makes more sense than firing U of L's Chris Mack. And he talks to the guy that did the Cincinnati Bob Huggins Richard Katz is his name. He was a lawyer that negotiated Bob Huggins' $3 million exit from Cincinnati back in 2005. So obviously Tim Sullivan knows this guy.
Sure.
And got a couple quotes from him. And that, you know, this guy says, and here's the quote, "What's it worth to the university to make this thing go away? I would think it's worth more than $2 to $3 million. Not knowing anything about this case, I would think it's worth $4 to $5 million. We know we don't owe it, but we want this thing to go away. We want to look good. We want you to look good. Let's just do it, man. If the university, if they're smart, this is what they've got to think about." Why would Chris Mack ever do that?
Boom. That was exactly what I was thinking. He
He's owed
seem like
12
the guy.
Mil. Yep. The number would start at 6.
Yeah.
Would be half, but Louisville gave, like, this is the deal. Now, what we haven't talked about with all of this, and I don't even, I'm not saying I don't like doing this, but I guess I don't like doing this. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm using Tim Sullivan's column for content, but to already do the fire Chris Mack thing.
Right.
Okay. I think I'm very clear.
You, yeah.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I think I just, it's silly. At right. this point, there's other things that we could be discussing, but I don't know why Chris Mack would do that. Chris Mack would be better, probably, you know, getting money, sitting out, you know, and then taking a job, but you'd have to take some time off.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact verbiage. I also don't know how desirable of a job it is. At this point,
yeah.
Tim Sullivan talks about, obviously, what you see with the attendance, what the attendance used to be, what the attendance is now, probably a more realistic of what it is. Here's what we haven't talked about, though. If Chris Mack fizzles out this season, Louisville's going to try to do this for cause.
Oh, 100%.
That's what this is about.
Yeah.
With the NCAA stuff. It's not Louisville being nice and Chris Mack taking less. It's, let's do this, otherwise we are going to have to fight for it.
Yeah.
Like Rick Pitino and U of L fought for it.
And eventually Rick Pitino gave that up. He threw his hands in the air and said, I'm done with it. And
Louisville
and
needs
it.
The IARP to do something.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's good or bad.
Because they need to know what they're working with. If it is indeed Chris Mack got to go at the end of the season, that's exactly right. They've got to know what the IARP is doing. That way they know what to negotiate. Do we negotiate with Chris Mack? Are we going to have to owe him $12 million? Because Chris Mack can throw right back in their face. If, like, the IARP stuff, the level two violations don't stick on him, or at least maybe one of the two don't, or whatever it is, he can throw back in their face. Like, I took this job and this $12 million buyout because of your previous actions and the mess that I was. That's going to be his argument. I inherited a mess. It's not been easy.
Well, my buyout,
it's not my fault. I deserve my buyout.
My buyout is big on one end, but I'm assuming a ton of risk on the other end.
Yes.
Chris Mack has a shorter leash than other coaches, especially that gutless puke, that coward Kirk Ferentz, who, if you haven't joined, us, got a deal through damn 2029
$7 million plus a year.
Yep. And this coward had the ball fourth and an inch in a bunch of
NFL
corn-fed NFL offensive linemen in a Kentucky defense blitzing everyone because everyone was bleeping injured.
Hurt.
And this coward tried to corner coffin the Kentucky and he lost.
He did.
You gutless puke. You coward. Giving him $7 million.
That's Iowa football,
baby. An absolute
baby.
Bum. I said earlier, I just think Louisville fans, we got to a point in the season where, you know, they had the bum bump with Duke and Syracuse, but there was a time where you thought, okay, you lose games, at least there is clarity to this situation. And what I don't know is going to happen with Chris Mack is there going to be clarity at the end of the year? In other words, you know, can Chris Mack do something other than make the NCAA tournament that can keep him, much like Scott Satterfield, in his job? And what did help, I think, still, in some sort of way, was Vince Tyree and Ely Bendapudi. That, to me, absolutely works in Chris Mack's favor.
Oh, yeah, because Neely...
The $12 million, I mean, Chris Mack doesn't need to walk away from $12 million. Louisville gave the deal. They agreed upon the deal. Well, I mean, yeah, this is going to look bad for... Yes, if he gets if he gets level two violations and they stick, then we know he can be fired with nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you might say, well, you know, it'd be better. Chris Mack could get nothing and Louisville could pay everything. We don't know the truth.
No.
And we don't know what the IARP is going to do. But I think the Louisville basketball fan right now, they want to see the kids do well. They want to see the team play well. They want to see them win Saturday at Pittsburgh, which I am not sold in any way that they're going to do. And it's like, if Chris Mack rebounded enough to make the tournament and was one of the first two, you know, the first couple teams out in that, you know, graphic, right, that horrible graphic, the first four out, if you were on that list and it's back-to-back seasons and he could say, well, you know, we missed a game or two with COVID.
Yeah.
And you know, I need to do better. You know, we were trying to put in a new offense. I got suspended six games. The chance of Mack being Satterfield, I think, is high.
I do, too. I mean, you do have the Louisville fans that are calling in and saying, you know, we're rooting for the IARP, we're rooting for the NCAA. I don't know how many actually believe that, but I could totally see a scenario where, let's say they survive the rest of January.
Who cares if they get a postseason ban? Well, came out with a postseason ban, I'd be like, okay.
Well, they're all expecting it for the most part.
Yeah, I'm expecting it, and also they don't make the tournament.
Right.
Also, they don't have a team that I think, like Cade Cunningham, that Oklahoma State team, it was special because of what it meant for him.
Right.
Okay, and that team caught fire to where, okay, maybe they could make a little bit of a run. But I don't feel that way with U of L.
No.
I don't feel like Chris Mack is going to put a team on the floor next year or year number one with the new coach is going to be able to roll. I don't think so. Texas says I think he gets another year. I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think they fire him.
I think Mack will do enough, like Satterfield did enough, and then there'll be all the other factors that will go into that. And if they get to me, if they got a year, that's when you would almost move on.
If it's just one year,
that's when I would make the coaching change. Like, I said that yesterday. I don't know why.
That.
Well, you would bring in a new guy. He would emerge on the other end, a newborn beast.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, I hadn't thought of that. So what's the – other than, you know, making the tournament – what's the bare minimum you think that Chris Mack would have to do to keep his job? Would it be winning two or three games in
the
NCAA tournament?
Could they go to the NIT, win some games in the NIT, and have people care?
I don't think anyone would care. No.
The bowl game mattered a little bit to Satterfield.
The difference between Mack and Sad is that you guys poo-poo on 6-6 in the bowl game. I get that, but being 6-6 and being a part of the postseason is at least a minimal benchmark. Louisville basketball, the bare minimum isn't let's do something in the NIT. They have higher standards than Louisville football. The very, 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 very bare minimum is make the damn NCAA tournament. So that's sad, but that's a whole different discussion. Yes, it is sad, but if you're saying, oh, he could get the Satterfield by just being on the bubbles, like, no. Because for Louisville basketball, it's different.
He keep his job. I'm not saying people would be in favor of him.
Yeah.
People were mad when Satterfield was retained. But I'm saying if he's first four out, and I want to be clear, they are not close to being that. I mean, they're going to have to win some games and have some quad two wins to do that.
Way more of a failure than 6-6.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next four out. I mean, they're not first four out or the next four out.
You've looked at any bracketology,
to me, there's no difference if they're the first four out.
Kentucky's a six seed. Hang on, Jack. Kentucky's a six seed right now.
I don't have to look at bracketology.
You better watch out. They lose to Tennessee. I'm coming in here double-barreled on your ass.
You should.
On Monday.
They're not losing to Tennessee.
And you better crush them. You better crush him on Saturday.
You know how I'll do.
Tell Ron you got something for. I got something for you, Ron.
Especially if they go in.
You better win. You haven't beat anybody all year. Kentucky's the most overranked team per the numbers in the country.
Hey, you score a lot of points. You play good
against bums.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're one big bum bump. It ends on Saturday.
No, it doesn't. It ends on Saturday.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but the bum bumps end on Saturday.
No, you're right about that. No,
there's only Vanderbilt's a quad three and Ole Miss is a quad three. That's it. Everything else will help your NCAA tournament resume.
100%. That's why
from now to the end of the year.
That's why it's so important that they get going on Saturday. It's like we thought we were going to get something with LSU, and then that happened, and there was no excuse there. I know the people like if people are hurt, blah, blah, blah. They could have won that game. Even with all those guys out, they still had a chance to win that game in the end. There's your next chance. Don't blow it. Don't blow it. You're at home. You're favored. You're going to be 100% healthy. And now you have options. Now it's just not, let's say if Wheeler plays like he played against Notre Dame, let's say that happens, you got a whole other option. I disagree with you in the first segment because you said there's no more tweaks. He's already done a tweak.
What tweak's that?
Ty running the point is a tweak.
We haven't seen it with Wheeler back. It means nothing.
It was a force.
He had to. Who else was going to run it? Kellen Grady can't drive past me.
It's still a pivot.
Davion Mintz isn't a point guard.
It's still a pivot he can use.
Oh, he's going to bend the knee to Wheeler to the very end. No.
He didn't ask Hagans.
He may make a change. Yeah, but Ash and Hagans was a pain in the ass.
He was a pain in the ass and a headache. And Wheeler is not.
He may. That might be the tweak.
I think he already has a tweak. I think he's like, okay, if defenses want to play us this way, I got a whole other offense.
That's not a fundamental change to the offense.
If Ty Ty changes everything, not if he does it.
He has to do it 50%. Or something like that. Not if he does it once every five times down the floor. That doesn't mean much.
No.
We're
going to have Ty be the point guard and Wheeler's on the bench more often, that would be a fundamental change.
You guys think that's
going to
happen?
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying if he did that, it would be a fundamental change.
He's not doing that. I'm just saying he's not doing that.
Kyle wants to win, right?
Does he?
Yes.
No, he wants to put guys in the NBA.
Yeah, he wouldn't have stuck with the Harrison twins if he wanted to play.
literally he does, but
that's
it's not
a good
first.
Point. Yeah, Harrison twins is a good
now,
point.
Now, the argument would be it'd be better for Ty to run the point because of the NBA.
It would.
That's the better argument for John Calipari than does he want to win?
Well,
does he want to get Ty in the top 10?
Yeah.
That would be the conversation.
See, that's the reason why.
But it's been 99% to 1%, I feel like, Wheeler running the point.
No, he will. I'm just saying that he will have that in his pocket if he needs it.
But he's always had that in his pocket.
I don't think he knew Ty was, because Wheeler's been dominating, which
if he didn't know Ty could run the team, that would be a Chris Mack level misevaluation.
I think he knew Ty could run the team, but as good as he was, I mean, he and Oscar and Jack, you'll like this, he and Oscar in pick and roll is like, it's deadly to see.
They're really, really good at that.
He already has found a tweak.
You're done with Wheeler.
I'm not done with Wheeler.
I see it in your eyes.
I'm not done
with
Wheeler.
I hear it in Jack's voice. I see it in your eyes. You're done with Wheeler.
I'm not done with Wheeler.
Wheeler comes out and – do I want Wheeler to come out and
– I think he's going to be good tomorrow.
Make five threes tomorrow, or do I want him to miss five threes tomorrow, Jack?
Well, he's not making five threes.
I know. But if he took five threes –
I don't want him taking...
Or he's taking a bunch of shots.
Threes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If he tries to push the action, he's been out. He knows Ty's breathing down his neck. Does he go out there and shoot? I want Cal to be put on the spot. Down five, Wheeler... Yeah, that's exactly what I want tomorrow, is for Cal to be put on the spot.
And had to choose.
And have Ty win the game and have Strebel completely just dig the grave of severe Wheeler.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
Or him stick with Wheeler, him not make the plays and
yeah, or
wins.
That ooh, that's a good one too. That's a good one too.
I know,
and JD Shelburne are going to be out there in your fashion jeans.
JD Shelburne.
And by the way, they're having that the firecrackers. What are they called?
Oh, little jump rope.
Yeah, the
team.
Jump rope team.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, no offense, they're like little girls.
They're kids.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's probably a better way to say it. They're kids.
Yeah.
That's the way I said it. I don't know why that's the verbiage I used, but thank you, Streeple. Yes, they're kids.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just the tip? Michael Bennett was out there trying to
do the jump rope with him.
Do the jump rope with him.
I saw the video.
I think I sent that to a couple people.
You said to me.
It just said BBN under it. just BBN. Those little girls were looking at this fat man
trying to jump rope,
and
thinking, get him away.
Yeah, yeah, thinking, get him away.
Get out of here. We want to practice before we had to do the halftime show.
Texas says four guard lineup tweak. Texas says Derek Wills was underutilized. That's a bad hill to die on.
As bad as the Dante Allen hill.
I think he was utilized. That's enough.
He started his senior year.
He did. He started.
That was part of the problem with the team, but he did start.
Texas says, Strieble, you notice UofL fans and media are already getting chesty about football in Satterfield. They hired Georgia's assistant strength coach, and they think they're going to make the playoffs.
It's Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
I don't think that.
Scott's tots out here working fools.
I don't think Louisville fans are all bought in.
Texas says, it looked like a leprechaun to me. Jack doesn't know what that is.
No.
Texas says, does Mac accept the NIT bid? You've never seen, it's a leprechaun.
No, I haven't seen that.
Really?
Oh, Jack.
Wow.
What a bum.
That's legendary.
I just. Yeah, nah, the internet at home. What do you do? I question your parents.
It's one of the first viral things ever. Was that? Yeah, the leprechaun. Yeah. And the flute. When the guy had that flute.
You got a flute?
That was great.
You play the flute, don't you?
No,
you don't play the flute.
Don't play the flute,
no.
Yeah.
You sure?
He had a magic leprechaun flute that he was going to play.
Just passed down from his uncle's uncle. Yeah.
Man, Jack, you've got to find that, man. It's one of the greatest clips of all time.
Texas says, breaking off an engagement is similar to betting 1,000 and then getting cut next year. You aren't betting 1,000, squeal daddy.
Did I marry her or not? Dummy.
Did I marry her or
Did I marry her or not?
Did I get married to her dum-dum or not?
Texas says, does Mac accept an NIT bid?
Yes.
Texas says, Mac blasted Sully. Sully has fired back. I mean, what did Mac say about Sully?
Tyray blasted Sully.
What did he say about Sully?
It was Tyray that blasted.
Yes, Tyray blasted Sully.
It wasn't
Sully.
Mac, yeah. Tyray's the one's like, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you for that analysis.
You're
Did
welcome.
You get that? He was the one, Jack, that went bah, bah, bah. Did you happen to catch that?
He did.
I think that's a great place to go to break.
In that closed door meeting.
That's why we're free. That's why our content is free right there.
Yeah.
He's the one that went bah, bah, bah.
Oh, God. That's from report Cam Teague getting caught in the crossfire. That's all.
Don't bring Cam Teague into this.
He had to take the shrapnel.
Yeah,
he had to take the shrapnel from Tyray.
Well, everyone that works at the Courier-Journal, if you're doing your job right, you should be taking shrapnel.
True.
Thank you. True. There you go. Yeah. Let's take a break. Mixtape. We'll get you into your weekend next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, better body Vannetti or Diener?
Diener.
Agreed.
And James Strieble.
I seen Diener without his shirt on. On Facebook and stuff, where he's like at the beach.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, last segment. We'll get you into the weekend. Mixtape coming up here in just a second. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Reminder, we have tons of stuff coming on to this weekend. We'll have Miller Lite post-game show on the Louisville side right here on 680, 105.7. A little Kentucky post as well, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, about 3 o'clock, right here on 680, 105.7. Bellarmine over on 93.9. The Ville, 5 NFL games this weekend. Then one on Monday. We are locked and loaded. Plus, need to tell you about this today. this weekend, the open season Sportsman Expo returns to Paducah, McCracken County. How about that? The Convention and Expo Center that is today through Sunday for an outdoorsman's paradise weekend. Come see the latest products, gear, and equipment for hunting, fishing, and outdoor enthusiasts. Attend an educational seminar, test out new products, shop show only pricing, and bring your buck for trophy deer scoring. Kids age 12 and under are absolutely free. Save with advance discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsExpo.com. Again, OpenSeasonSportsExpo.com. All right, Jack. Jack has done a lot of work on the mixtape. It should be a good one today. Lots of nonsense over the last week or so. Well, Jack, I'm ready if you are. Let's dive into it. Hit the open.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, Crino, let's go. Sound number one on the mixtape. Let's fire it away.
With Chris Mack's guys, when did they want a big game? With Patino's, they did. And Chris Mack, at this point, he just... I don't think he's the guy anymore. I just don't. I don't think that Chris Mack really has shown you that he's the guy. Because, you know, for me to say he is the guy, he has to do something that supports that argument. At this point, Chris Mack has got to have a miracle happen to not only make the tournament, but keep his job. Oh. I mean, guys, I mean, what's an argument to keep Chris Mack with what you've seen in 4 years? The guys he's brought in that are supposed to be his guys, they haven't really played well.
He is so good at describing how the other team beats us. He should be a color analyst. He's great at that. First thing he says, well, you know, when Florida State's playing downhill like that, well, no, coach, that's what they do. You need to...
Whoa, Spencer.
Sorry about that.
Spencer, drop the call, Spencer.
I'm waiting for NASCAR season because you can write this U of L team off. Like I've said before, they're just an average team, and we've beaten four... the bottom feeders, and we're down. We would have got smoked by Kentucky if we would have played them.
Can we get Rick back? I mean, what I'm seeing right now is Mac just looks lost out there. I mean, I don't know if he's playing, what's that, the Beast or what? Well, this is ACC, man. Like, he's not.
Right.
I think this might be too much for him.
Ulysses, thanks for the call, brother, and troubling is the right word. Ryan, thanks for the call, brother, and I think he brings up a great point. Lawrence, thanks for the call, brother.
Right.
Yeah, Stanley, thanks for the call, brother. I mean, I can't argue with that. Antonio, early thanks leader. For the call, brother. Have a response for whatever the opponent throws at them, and if they don't, they're not going to make the tournament, and Chris Mack, goodbye, see you later, you're out of a job, brother.
Whoa!
That's what it's going to be, period.
Wow.
Texas says, UofL is so far from the bubble, it feels like the season's over. I have no interest in watching this team. Texas says, so to make the tournament, this team has to do something no one believes it can do. Yeah, probably. Probably so. It's probably going to have to be somewhere around 14-6 conference record.
Jared West, you were extremely intimidated on that court, and it was apparent. And we and you cannot be... You've been your same height all your life, Steve's favorite line. You've been your size all your life. It's okay that was a 7'4" guy that got you. That was a bad take. But Jared West, you got to be able to be effective on a court against Florida State, or you cannot be our starting point guard. You saw Jared West, and you knew he punked out.
Oh. Noah Locke, at this point, to me, has turned into 8-9 guy. Who it's like, if he's hitting, he plays. If not, he sits. Pretty much it. I mean, I think that's where I'm at with him. Like, if he's hitting threes, play him. If he's not, just set him. I mean,
because he is not causing turnovers.
Yeah. He's doing nothing.
Yeah, and he can't.
He's getting picked on. Noah, you got maybe to the basket one time. He can't get around anybody.
You cannot get around anybody. Coach, I'm sure.
I'm sure in the confines and the comfort of the Kiber Center, you know, he's awesome. But in the game against opponents that you're not comfortable with, you can't get around anybody.
No.
And we watched it.
Yeah.
Noah Locke and Matt Cross.
Yes.
Guys, knock down some open shots. Like, what are you doing, fellas? And Josh Hurd, you know what? If you want to go out there and you want the athletic director job full-time moving forward, and my guy Mark Ennis tweeted this out as well, and I agree with it. I had the same thought.
This guy.
Why don't you go out there and come up with a way to find the buyout? Because you know what? You guys may think it's too early to have this conversation, but what other reasons do we have to believe that's not going to happen here in a couple months when the season's over?
I don't know if anybody's checked on Patty Ice since the game yesterday. Do we know, is he alive? Do we know how he's handling it? He can't be handling it well. He's going to be screaming a lot on the drive today, I'm sure. Lots of Patty Ice screaming coming your way from 3 to 6 o'clock with Mark Ennis and Mark Blankenbaker.
There's going to be a couple shut up bros set today in the office. There's going to be a couple don't talk to me bros today in the office.
So what's on tap presented by Great Flood? I'm telling you guys, I'm going to go out there and hopefully enjoy a Colts win in the playoffs tomorrow. You know, I mean, I'm going to enjoy some NFL action. And you know what? If you guys have an NFL team, maybe you can find some solace in that tomorrow. Some of you, once again, I know we're going to say, Pat, why are you so outraged? I'm outraged because Chris Mack is not giving you guys a reason to believe he can turn this thing around in year four. So this is where we're at.
And bench coach Big Dick Schofield, the SportsCenter update.
Wait, who's Dick Schofield?
The Bats bench coach. And bench coach Big Dick Schofield.
We gotta have this guy on weekly.
Clint Hurt. What about that? That.
What a segue.
Yeah, Clint Hurt to they said Miami Miami awesome. Is talking to Clint Hurt.
Awesome. It's awesome, Steve. Yeah. Or the losers.
Well,
or the
him.
Or the losers.
Clint Hurt, we've already, Clint Hurt,
just loser. Loser, whiner.
A&M just beat Arkansas.
Yeah, but everybody beats Arkansas.
Yeah, but they were picked at the top of the league. They got some talent.
I know, but they've lost four games in the SEC already.
Well, then you go to Auburn.
You're going back to the ping pong rating or whatever you call it about Arkansas.
Ken
Palm's a guy, you know that, right?
No, he doesn't. He's not.
Let me ask you, geniuses, this, okay?
Oh no!
Over the weekend, all right, seven of the top 20 teams got beat.
Yeah.
Seven of the top 20 teams got beat.
Yes.
How many of those upsets you think Ping Pong called? Tell me. How many of those do you think he called?
I don't know.
I think he's just like a mathematics guy.
Yeah, he's an analytic guy. He sure is.
That's my point.
But he's got
you
the analytics.
You got to look at the guys that are on the floor.
What
happened? Yes. That's like handicapping a horse race.
Yeah.
Put your eyeballs on it. And then it changes. So this team, he calls this team should beat this team by 7 points, and the other team wins. Well, then he just changes his numbers.
Well,
he wasn't wrong. He just changes his numbers.
He goes game to game with real numbers. The analytics this guy uses is 8 out of 10 times out of 20.
Well, okay. How many of those upsets did Ping Pong call?
Thistles and Trench.
Yeah, he is.
It's the mixtape on ESPN 680 1057. On this Friday, Jack, keep them coming.
Jack.
Oh, boy.
How about that? What about all the rebounds and the double-doubles and the block shot and all the other awesome things? Oscar hit a jump shot, hit free throws.
Oscar Sheboy's a one-trick pony. He's a rebounder. That's all he does.
He's a one-trick pony.
Oh, Jack, you don't believe that. Just because your bum-ass Trace Jackson Davis had one good game.
Guys, there it is. 308.
Trace Jackson Davis sucks. How about
he just had 27 and 12 on each of the downs, an All-American.
Trace Jackson Davis is a beast.
I don't care.
I think Trace. I think he's a better passer. He's a better rim protector.
I used to like
he him. He was unbelievable. But
take
I would
that, Strebel.
There we go.
Oh, okay, I just want you to know, Kevin.
There we go.
That's what you know. That sweet voice you hear said that Oscar Tshiebwe was a one-trick pony last week. And what did he do Saturday
Grossman,
night?
Yeah.
He went out there and was hitting mid-range jumpers. Well, he had
post Georgia, Tshiebwe.
I don't care.
Georgia.
Trace Jackson Davis, he had a bum game Saturday night. What are you talking about?
He had a double-double.
Sunday. He's not half the player Oscar Tshiebwe is. He's not. He's not.
This is Big Blue Nation,
Kevin.
Tshiebwe
runs the floor better.
BBN.
He's a better jump shooter. That's not a lie, Jack. You know that's not a lie.
He doesn't run the floor better.
He's not a better defender.
He is. He's a better shooter. He's a better free throw shooter. He's better than Trace Jackson Davis. He had 27 in what, 20 or whatever it was?
Yeah, it was Georgia.
Yeah. Trace Jackson Davis.
And he never goes out of the game because he doesn't let anyone else play.
He doesn't let the 10-minute mark.
Cal doesn't know. He's got Race Thompson. He's got Twin Towers.
He doesn't come out of the game.
Twin Towers.
He had a nice, cute little game against Minnesota, Jack. How about that?
All right.
Sorry, Kevin.
Kevin, that's what happened right there. This fight, I can say this at any time, and these guys will argue Trace Jackson Davis v. Oscar
Tshiebwe. He's a very
Tshiebwe.
Good player. He's not half the player Oscar Tshiebwe
at
is.
Any
not
time.
Half.
Not half.
There
not
it
half.
Is a lie. There. It's not a lie. He can't shoot a basketball.
He doesn't need to.
Oh, you think the NBA is going to say, oh,
yeah,
he
we're not talking
shoot
about
a basketball?
The NBA. We're talking about college.
Oh, okay, Jack. Okay. So a college player that can't shoot a basketball player is a better college player that can't shoot a basketball.
We're wasting Kevin's time.
Sorry, Kevin.
We're wasting his time.
Jack is.
I'm doing that.
We love everybody that's on the well, I shouldn't say that. There's a couple of guys I don't care for, but I'm listening. So I turn on the station, and I'm listening to the Give and Take, the afternoon show with Sandy and Tshiebwe, and they've got an expert, a college basketball expert, on the show, and ironically he has the same last name as Sandy. His name is Kevin Sweezy. And then Sandy makes the mistake of asking him who is the better player, Jackson Davis or Oscar Tshiebwe. And unfortunately for everybody, Kevin answers the question and says Jackson Davis, which leads to 2 minutes. I'm not exaggerating. 2 minutes of Streetle and Jack yelling at each other about who the better player is. Now they've got a guest on the line. All right, and Tshiebwe and Jack are yelling at each other. Who's the better player, Jackson Davis or Tshiebwe? It was a very embarrassing situation for everybody.
Well, I missed that. I do listen to the Sweeney Man and Tshiebwe, but why wouldn't you just say I like Jackson Davis? I think he's a heck of a player. He's a different player than Tshiebwe, okay? Totally different. So why would you try to compare them and then pass judgment on them? Because would you not agree they're totally different players?
Absolutely, but the most embarrassing part is they have a guest on the air.
He's worried about the guest.
While Tshiebwe and Jack are yelling at each other. It was just, I was embarrassed for the station.
Green, on the way out the other day, we were talking about this particular situation, and he is so full of himself now that his Hoosiers are playing well that, you know, he would defend anything that had Bloomington or IU involved. Anything. I mean, who has the best milkshakes? Oh, Bloomington. Okay. Who has the best benches in their arena? Oh, well, IU does. I mean, that's Greener. He's all in now.
Well,
you could not get him to talk about IU the last couple of years.
No.
Now, boy, he's
well,
in the
both
feet, brother.
Yeah, that's why he's so excited.
We lost Benedict Hopkins to Kentucky.
Benedict Hopkins.
We hired the unemployed Aussie, and, you know, and what are we doing?
The unemployed.
unemployed Aussie.
Yeah.
Turns out the unemployed Aussie didn't reinvent basketball.
Turns out. You know, so the offense is worse than it was a year ago.
I'm sorry, Ross McMaines. There was a lot of hype about that guy. I never understood it, to be honest with you, because that guy was without a job when he got the assistant coaching position. And that was an argument of, well, if he's this good at what he does, and he's such an offensive mind, but why didn't he have a job?
Bullies of the Bahamas. Maybe we could play the rest of our games in the Bahamas.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. Yeah. The standard is so much higher for Louisville basketball than Louisville football.
I think the standard's higher than Satterfield's made it for football. I think he's lowered the bar.
Well, and to be clear, if we're in year four next year, and we're 7-5 or 6-6. The same thing I'm saying about Mac right now is what I'm going to be saying about Scott Satterfield. But I'm willing to see year four of football. We've made two bowl games, and should have beaten Air Force, but we all saw what happened.
Yeah.
And I hated that all the different people who opted out and crap like that. But the excuses are done with football season.
Should have beaten
Air Force.
Should have beaten Air Force. That's your program. We didn't beat Air Force in reality. On Earth, on the planet Earth, but we should have done it.
You just gave him an injection.
We should have done it. What? They want a badmouth C-Rod, and you're getting James Madison third all time in touchdowns. Y'all shut up. Y'all just take your medicine and shut up.
Texas says Pig Rig was celebrating a mediocre running back returning while everyone else was celebrating actual good football last night.
Who? Are you an Alabama or a Georgia fan, Texter? No, you're a sad ass Louisville fan. But good job, Air Force. Did get that one vote. Congrats. Enjoy your James Madison receiver.
Isn't James Madison the school that Louisville's playing? That's like the quote unquote good.
Oh yeah, they're really excited about playing this team. I mean, it was their first year in actual football last year, but they were respectable. That's going to be tough.
I felt so bad.
When you get their players, he ranks third all time. James Madison in receiving touchdowns ranks ninth all time. And James Madison career yards ranks ninth all time. And James Madison career receptions. I mean, this is what you need to build your program on.
Oh, whoa. He had a Nike shirt on, talked to the team, but he's patched it. Oh, my gosh. Like, no coach has ever just gotten off the plane and talked to the team. This is groundbreaking, revolutionary. Man. Is he the offensive coordinator? No, he's a strength and conditioning coach. What are we doing here?
Antoine Wells has been offered by U of L.
Every show about Crime Dog and the Sheriff.
Oh
my goodness.
Oh, wow, Jack. Wow.
Hey, that has to be a bit.
Crime Dog. That has and to be a sheriff. Bit. Wow. You know what? You're right.
That's the dynamic duo.
Blanketmaker, wherever he is, a signal just went out and he just popped his head up. What? What? Like a bat signal. Like a bat signal.
I stole that. I tweeted it out. Sorry, Jack. I'm not giving you any credit for me. You're my writer.
You're getting all
I'm
the
Jim
retweets.
Yeah.
Jim Patterson.
Sheriff just got his crime dog.
Yeah, you're like Jim Patterson has all those ghost writers. All right, here are some of the comments. Mad Card. Let's go. Love this hire. Welcome to the Ville, Coach. From Corey P. Let's go. We getting SEC caliber left and right. Brandon. Welcome, Coach L's up. Corbett.
Oh, biscuit sold.
Heck of a resume. Nice hire. Great hire.
Well, Louisville football.
Okay.
Could be college football playoff ready now.
What? Is that a parody article? Whoa. What?
What does Louisville need to do to make the playoff right now? Number one.
Nothing they can. Andy.
Keep the cards in the deck.
Yes. What?
First and foremost, the cards must continue to recruit elite talent.
They haven't done it yet.
And convince them to stay and develop the program to a winner.
Continue? That's why they're in trouble. They can't. But it don't.
People wonder why schools like UCF and Cincinnati have been able to compete at the highest levels.
Oh, good.
They lure those 3- and 4-star recruits to campus and create an environment for them to want to grow and develop a program. Culture plays a big component in keeping players satisfied in the new era of NIL. Louisville has a big small town feel similar to Orlando and Cincinnati. Not to mention, it is home to Muhammad Ali and the Kentucky Derby.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Maybe they could host an annual boxing championship event in the KFC Yum Center for highly prized fighters such as Shakir Stevenson and Terrence Crawford.
What the hell is that?
It could be called the Ali Classic. Who wouldn't want to knock a guy in Muhammad Ali City? Then you could give Louisville athletes a special section, a section in the middle of all the celebrities. That would be so lit. Of course, the city and local fans would need to get behind this. In my estimation, Louisville should lean heavily on embracing those and many aspects of community that make this a special place to play.
That would be so lit.
Number two.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Rise in the rankings.
You can't get much lower.
Secondly, Louisville has to improve on both sides of the ball.
No crap.
For a full four quarters.
All the celebrities. I mean, you know. I mean, Kodak Black would be coming in. And Drake. And you'd have Leonardo DiCaprio
and
his women. And Jeff Bezos shows up for the Ali Classic. I mean, all the heavy hitters. And you put Louisville athletes right in the middle of it. It'd be lit, Andy. All the celebrities. Jennifer Lawrence may come out in homecoming. She'd be the homecoming queen.
She'll be sitting next to Terry Miners.
I expect 10 money. Wins.
Okay, so.
I do. But they're bringing a lot back, Andy. They're bringing a ton back.
I heard James breaking down the schedule for next year. It's like, God, their schedule's. But the SEC, and I'm an SEC guy. Like, I love SEC football. So, like, but I was like, God, I was listening yesterday to Jack and Andy and James, and I was like, he was breaking it down. And I'm like, because he said, like, 10 wins. I'm like, oh, God. And then he's breaking it down. And I'm like, well, like, might win 10. Like, golly, like, you don't play anybody.
It's amazing. Every time we have Lloyd on, somebody, we have two texts back-to-back, wants to know if you've had any ram testicles recently, since that was, you know, your famous line.
No, I haven't. No ram testicles. I haven't had any, but you know, this cold weather reminds me of that trip up to Iceland where we didn't do anything but wade through the blizzard. But
I don't even know where to even get any ram testicles around here.
See, I mean, you're on it today.
Blue Chew tablets will not make your penis turn into a lobster. I have to, you know, mention that. So I don't want someone to call me, okay, you said that it would turn my junk into a crustacean.
I drink my own urine.
Drink your own pee-pee, guy.
You lose your credibility when you say, this might sound cray-cray, and you're a doctor.
So is this like kidney trivia or urine trivia?
No.
Or
European trivia.
European
trivia where I talk slowly and with little energy. All righty.
The drinking your own urine.
Does what?
Can help you with COVID.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Okay.
This again.
Again? We never.
No,
again.
I mean,
we never played
these,
this.
No, some of these people.
Again.
Like, coming up with these, like, you know what would help you with COVID? You know, inject yourself with bleach. Or,
well,
you
the
know.
The president said that.
Yes, exactly. Or stare into the sun. Or do this, that, or the other helps you with COVID. So now we've gone from bleach to pee. Great. Great.
Don't drink pee.
It'd be stored like breast milk.
Yeah.
Jody.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm.
Let me do Kodak Black. What the hell is
that? Oh, I don't. I'm not sure we want to end up the show on that.
Kodak Black's an American rapper.
He is an American rapper.
He twerked his way? Why did he twerk? What? Twerked his way into becoming a hockey legend? I don't get it. What did he do? By the way, he was not having, you know, boom booms with the girl. She was just twerking him.
Oh, well. that's in the Bible. That's fine.
This is great.
Okay.
Cell phone video.
Okay.
Across the stadium, Kodak Black has a suite This is his suite. You can see.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's
very
empty.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now
but
you gotta stay. Yeah, stay with it now.
Okay. So the suite is. Oh my God! Holy moly!
Hang on.
Whoa! 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 My gosh! Holy smokes! Jeez! That, God! Like whoa!
You want to see that again?
No, I'm done.
Imagine you're on one side of the Yum Center. You're sitting with Mark Ennis. Okay.
Yes.
You're analyzing the game. You're analyzing the
game. Notes.
Perrin Johnson's there, and you guys are just being basketball bennies.
Yeah.
And you look, you know, straight across from you, and you can see the people in
sure.
the suites. And you see a man standing up.
Oh.
And you see a woman bending over.
Yes. And
there's twerking.
Yes.
There's things going on. So it went. This was out there for a couple hours last night.
Oh, is it
there was
down
not,
now?
There was not relations happening. I do not know the name of the lady. She has a name.
I'm sure she does.
Jack, I sent you the video. Have you now seen the video?
I am watching it as we speak.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I mean, his suite's revoked, right?
Right.
Like,
no, no.
It's not?
No, he was just young
like,
and
like
having
how,
fun.
I like how there's the people in front of them that are dancing that have no idea what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Now, here is the close-up. Do you want to see the close-up?
Not really.
Here, this is from Kodak Black. Why are you so scared of this?
I don't want to watch
Why
it.
Why are you so scared of
I
this?
Just don't.
Not... Hang on.
Okay. Well, see, I thought there was a little...
Streeple's clutching his pearls right
I'm
now,
not
Jack.
I'm clutching my pearls.
How it's about you?
Like,
you guys are clutching your pearls.
I'm not clutching
over
my
a little Kodak
pearls.
Black video.
But that's
I find
a
it kind
much.
Of funny that he's just casually doing that.
Yeah, okay, if I take my kids to the Panthers game, it's not like I took them to the strip club, right? You know, there's some places like you know not to take children. You take children to a Panthers game, and you don't expect to see that. I'm sorry.
Have Kellen asking, Daddy, what's that?
Hang on. You went to a AAA baseball game, and you and your son in front of old people harassed a second baseman.
No,
Texter says Jack's mother is going to make him quit his job after watching that video.
But I'm driving back, and I'm listening to Give and Take. With Sandy and Strebel, and they were talking about some video, and I'm going to get to why this is relevant. They were talking about some dirty video that they saw, and Jack had never seen it. Crean had not watched it, so they made Crean look at it while they were on the air. And then they said they were going to call Crean's mom and tell her about it that Jack had looked at. Do you know the video I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
go back and listen to Give and Take. And it would have been about 4 o'clock. And it was some rapper. Is there a Kodak Black? Is that a rapper?
That's a rapper.
Okay. Well, they.
Well, that's what I listen to in the YouTube
I've got all of his albums. All of his albums.
Not albums.
They don't have albums. So Kodak Black was at some sporting event in a suite. And evidently got a little carried away, and it wasn't with the game that he was watching. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
this sounds hilarious.
No, go and listen.
Mixtape. I bet some of that will be on the mixtape, huh?
And Streetel had not seen it either. So Sandy made Streetel and Jack watch this tape on air. I'm not interested in seeing it, but evidently it was something that
carried away is one thing after looking it up.
Yeah, huh?
Carried away would be one way to put it after looking it up.
You saw it?
Yeah, I just now saw it.
Yeah, and it's Kodak Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Friends with Lamar Jackson. I wonder if he does cartwheels too.
If he can get into the end zone, he might.
So anyway, you said you didn't tell your folks what station you lived at. They said they were going to call Jack's mom and, and tell her that Jack was looking at dirty videos.
You know, and they just are.
The Eagles should have the Lakers.
The reason the Raiders and Bengals are leading you off on Saturday because nobody gives a damn about the Bengals.
If I only paid attention to the NFL.
I can't have the Bengals win. I hate the city.
They're so
I hate the
fun.
Franchise. I hate the fact that I had to watch their crap games growing up because there was no Sunday ticket. I mean, I have a visceral reaction to the Bengals. I can't stand them.
I know you hate the city of Cincinnati. Like Joe Burrow.
No.
He's the man.
And Jamar Chase.
No.
Like, they can't thaw your cold heart, Drew.
No. My heart is cold for Cincy. It's as cold as the buildings are dirty.
You should smoke love Joe Burrow. Burrow.
You should love Joe Burrow.
You really should.
If he played for any other team,
I would. He's the man.
I want them to be in perpetual hell for forcing me to watch their god-awful games growing up when I couldn't watch Marino play the Bills and Jim Kelly. And I had to sit there and endure that crap. And then you go up there to their, you know, city and their U.S. Bank Arena, and the customer service there treating you like criminals when you have tickets. And just, I've seen too many people get tackled on concrete outside a Reds game, and you fear for your damn life because all the crime in downtown Cincinnati. No, I can't stand Cincinnati.
You're going to be okay over there, dude.
I literally had a guy tackled face first on the concrete by Houday. I tell you, to hell with Houday.
Listen to you. All those criminals in the downtown, Drew.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Look, I hate the Bengals, but Joe Burrow, man, he makes me want to root for that awful team.
No, I just. I love the stat that's out there right now that no one has ever sent a text message about a Bengals playoff win, because text messages, the first one was sent in 92 and their last playoff win was in 91. And I want to keep it that way. I want to keep it that way.
I saw a thing where it was like the last time the Bengals won a playoff game, Bo Jackson ended his career with that injury the next week.
No, that was that game.
That was that game.
That was that game.
Somebody tweeted
the Bengals. Yeah, and the Bengals killed Bo Jackson. So, yeah, on top of everything else, they killed Bo Jackson. So, they probably kick puppies, too, all of them. I mean, who knows? I mean,
if our new athletic director, who came from Villanova, cannot deliver on Jay Wright, he doesn't need to get the job. That's where I'm at with it.
But, I was thinking late last night, like, I got to get a new hobby. Like, Louisville basketball is not it. Chrissy Banna and William Cottle have women's basketball. I can't train. I can't, take them off that coverage. So, I was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to, go skiing?
Buy a Rubik's Cube.
John Bull started talking about the Derby. I could just get into horse racing again.
If you guys think we're on the wrong side of the bubble, you're nuts. This team's not going to make the tournament.
Oh, they're nowhere near the bubble. Oh, no, they're not even. No, like, bubble.
Last year, they were on the wrong side of the bubble. This year, they're a CBI.
We can't even see the bubble from where we are right now.
You know, we're watching the game last night with my wife, and she says to me, she says, you know what? The David Padgett team would have beat this team like a drum. Anybody disagree with that?
No, because it still had a full roster of Rick Pitino recruited players.
In a way, I feel for Mac. In a way, I don't. I just don't understand. He has no answers, and the reason he has no answers, he has no players.
I try to support him because I support U of L. I want to support the school I love and the players that play for it and all that. But he's just dumb.
I don't know if Coach Mack will make it past this year. If he don't, the coach I think Louisville would fit Louisville the best and would stay a while is Kenny Payne.
This one, Pratt will probably say everything's fine. Keep both your football and your basketball
the
coach.
You know why? Ratings.
You know why they want you to keep both? Because they want Kentucky to keep kicking your ass. That's why
we
they're
won the
so
last
happy.
Game against UK.
Oh, be
don't
patient. Be
Kenny
patient.
Payne won those games.
Be patient with Satterfield. Be patient with Mack. That should tell you everything you know. So the luminaries are going to tell you everything's fine and dandy. Somewhere, don't you think Luke Murray is just laughing his ever-loving
100%.
Himself?
UConn is where he's doing it.
Let's go. Excuse me, man. Jeez.
Y'all try to act like I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you obviously
I've been
don't.
Watching these games.
Because
I've been
Dre Davis
these games
got to the paint five times. Well, I don't care. I don't mean you're better or no more.
No, I'm just saying.
Because you've watched more games.
And I know what I'm. Let me finish what I'm talking about.
Well, I might, but I'm the host. I'm one of the hosts of the show.
Let
so I may or I may not. That's my
Well,
question.
Let me finish. Hey, Marcus, can I finish?
Well, we'll see.
Can I finish, Marcus?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, no.
Hurry up. We got to get to the next caller.
I
we got a loaded bank.
My problem is I don't have a problem with you
guys
criticizing players, but you got to be equal across the board. I mean, Matt Cross had 4 turnovers and only played 14 minutes. Outside of him putting his finger back in play.
What is your point? What the hell is your point, Kevin? What's that? What's the point of that? We didn't say Matt Cross was good.
Is your point that we don't criticize equally?
Yeah, like,
is that the point you're making?
Who the hell said Matt Cross was good last night?
Y'all say he's good anytime. Y'all probably get him to see by the end of the
show. See, that's ignorant. Get him off here, dude. Like, get him off here.
I always say the Samoans. I hate the Samoans. I don't like
not Samoans.
Coconut.
Samoans are...
And don't say, like, don't get on air and say you hate Samoans. Like, you're doing something...
I don't care. It's fine.
Like, you're eliminating a whole race of people.
They know I don't hate them. I just hate the cookie. Hi, I am the process. Yes, I do have a God complex. Yes, I am the second coming. And yes, I am correct about how crappy U of L basketball is because they are not very good.
You know what we ought to do is get Bobby to set us up in his smoke shop for a show.
No way.
No?
Now, I told you before, I'm allergic to cigar
smoke. That's fair.
I can't do it. I can't do a show from a cigar bar. Are you kidding me? You go. I'll stay in here, and you and Bobby go do it.
I might start doing YouTube food reviews. I'm going to move to Orlando, and I'm going to start reviewing Disney food.
Texas says, U of L fans, when Mac was hired, Apollo Creed dancing in the ring, getting ready to fight Ivan Drago. U of L fans today, Apollo Creed, right before Rocky threw in the towel.
If he dies, he dies.
Jack, what do you want to do here?
Hanging in there with us. What's going on? Welcome in.
Hey, man. It's Gia.
But, Gia, what's up, man?
I'm thinking something bigger is going on with that program. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people in higher places don't want us up there, you know? And it starts, like, with the board and all this, you know? That's one of the things really frustrating. We need guys to just really just step up and really know the anatomy of the game.
Well, one texter here wants to know if
you are
up for a fight with Sweezy.
Sweezy?
That's you. That's you. I mean, Sweezy, you know.
Yeah, Sandy.
If you were, yeah. He's got more names.
Let me tell you something. When I'm out driving around in the afternoon, I've loved listening to that show.
Yeah!
All right, one more.
All right, Jackie, good job. Hey, some horse racing talk. Jenny Reese, etc. Coming up next, good week. Back at it Monday at 3 o'clock. Last one.
Blankenbaker comes straight out and says, I hate Kentucky.
Blanks well, yeah.
Yeah, we don't, please, on any level, don't compare me to Blankenbaker.
Harsh. Oh, that'll make the mixtape.
Of course it will.
Do you guys realize that Teddy Bridgewater is a free agent?
What's wrong with you, man?